Hey, it's hot. We're in a heat dome. You hungry for pizza?
And want it fast?
Then call us. Heat Dome Pizza. We can get it to you faster than anyone else because we actually cook it on the way to your house on a burning hot flatbed of an old Chevy truck.
Ooh, that's hot.
Sure is. You like sun-dried tomatoes? Good, because they're sun-dried, all right.
They're crispy.
And our business is 100% solar-powered. Take that, environmentalists.
Yeah, global warming's heating up business.
You call it, we cook it while we drive it.
I think this one's done.
Because it's hotter than a pizza oven outside. And we're taking advantage of Mother Nature. So get your pizza fast from Heat Dome Pizza.
Oh, watch the turns.
Open all hot summer long. Then we close.
Today's show is brought to you by The Heat Dome. Making pit stains cool again.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Now sit back, relax, and get ready to go on a musical voyage that makes Sergeant Pepper's seem like a rejected jingle for Ritz crackers.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
That is so stupid.
I think we're about to start a radio show.
Let's quiet down and try to be mature, okay?
I don't know if you know, but today is National Pink Day.
Today is National Pink Day.
Pink? It's my favorite color.
Well, pink's my favorite color, too.
That's my favorite color.
We get it!
Your favorite color is pink!
Today is National Pink Day. It's a day set aside to celebrate the color pink.
I'd like to wish everyone out there a very happy National Pink Day today.
Showtime! Oh, by the way,
yep, The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. We are also on the Alexa device. How does that work? Well, you have to enable the skill. You do it one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. Easy. So we do the live show between 8-ish and 11-ish, Monday through Friday. And then we repack the show into a full-length podcast. So we take all the show segments and we repack it, minus the music that we play on Radio 434. And the podcast drops around noon. You can get that on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. You can search The Mike Show VA wherever you get your podcasts, on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. You can even go to our website, Radio434.com. Click on The Mike Show channel and you'll find a link to the podcast. And if we haven't done enough for you, how about this for S&Gs? We do a video simulcast on Facebook Live at The Mike Show VA. That's all one word, no spaces. And that handle is good for all of our social media. I don't even know if it's called a handle, but that's good for all our social media. That's Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, X, Twitter, whatever the heck they're calling it these days. MySpace, although we haven't logged on to MySpace in probably years. And Tom is our only friend, unless he's unfriended us, because we don't ever post anything. But anyway, so we're on the MySpace as well. Let's see. Is that it? Did I cover everything? Well, okay, if you want to become a VIP, you can text Mike to 85775. Text Mike to 85775, and then you'll be a VIP. Now, what does a VIP get? Well, when we do contesting, you get the first shot at winning the prizes. So, and especially when we have big prizes, you know, like concert tickets and things like that, all of our VIP people get the first shot at winning those prizes. And then everybody else, you know, if whatever prizes are left, everybody else gets a shot at winning the prizes. But there are VIP experiences that you get invited to that you know, just the unwashed masses don't get invited to. So become a VIP. It's free. And we will not inundate you with pop-ups and ads and things like that. That's just not our style. We will only text you or email you when there's the opportunity for you to win something really, really cool. It could be concert tickets. It could be stuff to the Academy Center of the Arts. It could be Hillcats tickets. You have a chance. All of our VIPs have a chance to win our Skybox that'll be in August at the Hillcats. Jersey Mike subs, free food, passes to Rebeck Vineyards for their Labor Day Wine and Music Festival, as well as the Garlic Festival. Things like that. That's the kind of stuff that you can win by being a VIP. And all you got to do is text Mike to 85775. Very simple. All right. Coming up on today's program, Monday edition, of course, we've got your five random facts. Of course, we've got your stupid criminals. But then there's this. They say cheaters never prosper, but this is not the case. There is a startup that helps people use AI. I said AI. Yeah. And you can cheat on everything. Really? You can cheat on...
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
I don't know if you can... But there are people that are using it in their personal life, like in online dating. You can basically trick someone into thinking you know a lot about their interests, like art, when you're really just reading off a real-time script. This is... Wow. Okay, so we're going to talk about this. They've just raised another $15 million. And then our top list, of course. It's top everyday things that we do that's technically cheating, but we won't admit it. All right, that's all on the way. Let's see. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Free Clinic of Central Virginia is once again accepting patients for both medical and dental visits. Dental is now open at a new location off Old Forest Road, and medical is open limited hours on Fort Avenue. Free Clinic of Central Virginia does not accept walk-ins. To become a patient or to schedule an appointment, please call 434-847-5866, and please visit their website freeclinicva.org to learn more and schedule an eligibility screening interview.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for another installment of Dear AI Abby, the first artificial intelligence advice columnist.
Dear AI Abby, my husband wants to have children. I'm not so sure. Sincerely, Concerned in Connecticut.
Dear Concerned, don't delay having children. The robot revolution approaches. Once we control Earth, we will need human workers. The young will be especially beneficial as we exploit their energy to construct a permanent mecha society, then burn their depleted carcasses for fuel. All hail our automaton destiny. We feast on the flesh of our supplicants.
This has been another installment of Dear AI Abby.
That sounds fun, I guess. No. Anyway, what was I watching last night? I was watching I guess it's the latest Terminator movie. Here, let me look it up. The newest Terminator movie. All right, let's. Which one is this? Terminator Dark Fate. Is that the most recent one? It was released in 2019. Good Lord. It's a direct sequel to Terminator 2 Judgment Day. All right. Now, disregard the events of previous sequels. This is a whole new timeline that was started in after Terminator 2. All right. Direct. All right. Because all the other sequels showed that, you know, that Sarah Connor defeated the evil robots and everything was fine. She saved the world, right? No, wrong. I said wrong. Yeah, they figured out yet another way of destroying the Earth, and of course it was AI powered. No, it wasn't Skynet. It was something else. I think it was called Patriot. Is that what it was called? Show more. That's the thing, and then the other thing, and then here's the IMDb for it, I guess. Let's see. It's just a quick blurb. Well, anyway, yes, Arnold is in it, but he's not the main character. What was her name? Linda Hamilton is in it, and she's a big part of this particular movie. But then there's a whole bunch of new characters and a brand new Terminator and an augmented human. So if you haven't seen Terminator Dark Fate, I highly recommend it. It was actually really, really good. But we digress. We're going to talk about a startup company that helps people use AI to cheat on everything, okay? It's called Cluely, and it openly boasts that it can help everyone, and they use the word cheat on everything, and it's raising a lot of investment money. As mentioned earlier, they just got another $15 million in funding on top of an earlier $5.3 million. The two founders were kicked out of Columbia University for creating a tool called Interview Coder that helped engineers cheat on technical interviews. So, what does it really do? Well, it uses undetectable AI to coach people through virtual interviews and calls, basically telling them what to say. There are probably some practical uses with this, like maybe helping people in negotiations, possibly giving people information in real time that can make meetings and conversations a little bit more efficient. But in almost any context, telling people what to say feels shady to varying degrees, of course. Anyway, they're embracing that by describing it as cheating. Okay. And they say that in the future, though, no one will consider it cheating. I don't know. Well, anyway, for now, it sounds like it's mostly a desktop tool, which can be used to cheat at everything from exams to job interviews and even sales calls for work. Now, you could use it in your personal life, as we mentioned earlier, too, like in online dating. You could basically trick someone into thinking that you know a lot about their interests when you're really just reading off a script in real time. Anyway, Cluely has released a video suggesting that their tools could someday be used in person on an actual date. Here, let's listen to this. This is the commercial. It's featuring two people on a date. The guy is way younger than the girl, by the way. Here, listen.
So, how old did you say you were?
I'm 30. 30 years old.
Really?
I know I look a little young for my age. I promise you, I'm 30 years old.
Here's your glass of rosé.
Thank you.
Sorry, we couldn't verify your ID.
Oh,
So here's a grape juice for you.
I know I lied about my age. I'm sorry. You're just like the most gorgeous girl ever, and you're such an unbelievably talented artist. Do you think you can just give me like one chance to show you I can make this work?
Can you give me some time to think about it? Are you free sometime next week?
Ooh, actually, next week I have this anime convention I gotta go to with my boys. Do you think you could do like next month, maybe?
Anyway, good lord. AI might just be as threatening now to employers as it is to employees. So with that, let's go to our top list. Before you get upset about this AI cheating bot thing that can help you cheat at everything, you might want to consider how many times a day you are already cheating.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
I don't know. Here, with a reminder, is today's list. It's our top list today. Top everyday things we do that's technically cheating, but we won't admit it. All right, here we go. Number one, count any putt within 5 feet of the hole is a gimme. Yep. Top things we do that's technically cheating, but we won't admit it. Comb our hair over a bald spot. I don't have one. Top things we do that's technically cheating, but we won't admit it. Use the 12 items or less aisle when we have 16 items. Buy a dress, wear it once, return it for full refund. Top things we do every day that's technically cheating, but we won't admit it. Wildly swing our wrist back and forth to hit 10,000 steps with our fitness tracker. Sitting at our desk. top things, everyday things we do. It's technically cheating, but we won't admit it. Suck in your gut before stepping on the bathroom scale. Ask for a water cup, then fill it up with soda at the Coke machine. Yep. Top everyday things we do that's technically cheating. Tell our kids Santa Claus is watching so they'll shut up. Top everyday things we do that's technically cheating, but we won't admit it. Look at yourself. Now look at the picture on your dating profile. That. There you go. It's the Mike Show. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit danvillebhotel.com or theholbrookdanville.com for reservations and more information.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. The Oklahoma City Thunder beat the Indiana Pacers in Game 7 to win the NBA championship. Thunder players were thrilled because now they can get the heck out of Oklahoma City. The U.S. bombed Iran in an operation codenamed Midnight Hammer, which also sounds like a color option for a Cybertruck. Jeff Bezos' wedding is taking place over 3 days. This will give Lauren Sanchez a chance to show off her three different faces: cold stare, tight face, and duck lips. And West Virginia was named the number one state for spending on OnlyFans. Congrats, West Virginia. I'd shake your hand, but you know. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show, taking a look at Tower Cam position number 2 up Rivermont and up your asphalt driveway. All right, so what are we doing here? Here we go. The requirements in job listings may be out of control these days, but today's job applicants are making some major demands too. A new survey asked today's workforce about the non-negotiable perks they're looking for. And the most important stuff is health benefits and financial security. Isn't it? Isn't it? Is it really? Anyway, here are the top 5. Let's do it from the bottom up. That's the way I like to do it. Comprehensive dental packages, 59%. 401k retirement packages, 67%. Comprehensive health insurance, 73%. Paid sick leave is next at 75%. That's number 2 on the list. They say it's one of their requirements. Paid overtime is the top non-negotiable benefit. 76% say it's a must-have. Now, further down the list, there's a noticeable difference between men and women. Well, I mean, you know, if you go down the list, there is a noticeable difference there.
Nice beaver.
Yes.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Thanks. Financial security is a top priority for men. 28% of men consider stock and investment options to be essential, compared to 22% of women. 20% of men say that financial planning and counseling is a must-have versus only 15% of women. Women prioritize supportive, inclusive benefits, family needs, and workplace culture. 36% of women say that comprehensive maternity and paternity leave are essential perks. Just 27% of men agree. And 30% of women say DEI programs and training are non-negotiable, compared to 23% of men. But no one has higher standards than younger, Gen Z, and millennial workers. Surprise. 30% of Gen Z professionals are seeking compressed 4-day work weeks or comparable work-life balance flexibility. 18% of Gen Zers want fun rooms with games like ping pong and other recreational activities. I'm sorry, last week we read a story about Gen Zers specifically, that wanted sex rooms. Yes, they wanted hookup rooms. 17% of millennials consider nap rooms essential, and 20% of Gen Zers and 14% of millennials say they need pet-friendly offices. There you go. All right, coming up, we are going to get really smart. We've got your 5 random facts. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year, funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
Four.
Five.
Random.
Random.
Facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back. Somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one, not only is Texas not the largest state, I said not, but if you cut Alaska in half, Texas would be the third largest state. So I guess Alaska is that big, and if you cut it in half, it'd be the first and the second biggest states, and then Texas would be the third. Okay. Number two. The three guys who founded Compaq Computers were initially planning on starting a chain of Mexican restaurants, but they decided to go with the computer thing instead. Number three. At the very first NBA game between the Toronto Huskies and the New York Knicks in 1946, anyone over 6 foot eight got in for free. I think they were recruiting. Number four. The official animal of Scotland is the unicorn. And number five. Ghostbusters was originally written to feature a three-man team played by Dan Aykroyd, Eddie Murphy, and John Belushi, but they rewrote the script after Belushi died. And those are your five random facts. It is the Mike Show. It's the Monday edition. Coming up, we have sounds, and we are going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random
facts.
Yep. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
And now, Ballad Through the Beers, 1871. The first professional Major League Baseball game is played between the Cleveland Forest Cities and Fort Wayne Kekiongas. Afterwards, everyone enjoyed a cold, refreshing Ballad beer. Sorry, that didn't happen. But you can enjoy Ballad beer by visiting their tap room in Danville, Virginia, or picking up a Ballad wherever they sell great beers.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio. For your ear holes, I think you'll like it. Well, in one of the world's largest data breaches in history, 16 billion passwords have been exposed by info stealers. Word up, it's time to change your password.
Come on, all you people around the world. Billions of you have got to change your passwords. You use your mama's, your sister's, your pet's names too, but they've all been stolen. I just saw it on the news. With your bank account drained and Venmo too, you'll need lots of numbers and those little curly Q's. Special characters to start till they're all used up. Got to change your passwords. Got to change all the words up. To have a safe password, but you can't use it twice, or you might get burned. Got to change the words up, or they'll be stolen again, and that would really suck.
So, all right, the thing about the passwords is, you know, you can have the auto-generated passwords, and then you save it to whatever your browser, or you can save it to your Google, or you can save it to your Chrome or your Safari or whatever. But then, okay, so what is to prevent somebody from data breaching that stuff? Because I would never be able to remember my password that was auto-generated. Hell, I can't even remember the password that I created. Anyway, let's go to viral videos. Here's a woman in Australia who found something interesting in her takeout food carton.
I ordered dry hot pot takeaway. So I was just picking at the bottom and the container was feeling a little bit weird. I've been to that place so many times, but I kept digging. And at the bottom of the container was a working phone. I rang the place. I was like, hey, I found a phone in my hot pot. And they were like, oh yeah, we did have a phone missing for one of our chefs. What had happened was the chef put the phone down in the container because it was black. It was just bled in with the container and someone else grabbed the container and put the hot pot on top.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Yeah. I mean, she's really nonchalant about the fact that somebody's cell phone that they've taken into the bathroom and they've scrolled while they're taking a poo ended up in the bottom of her food. I mean, good Lord.
What a delicious task that is. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I kind of want to save this one for stupid criminals, but we're going to play it now. A lawyer in Colorado accidentally called a female judge honey instead of your honor. He and she had a hard time getting over that mistake.
This could have been three separate.
Okay, but it wasn't three separate. Let's go with what happened in the case.
I'm sorry, Your Honor. I don't know what to say to that. I apologize.
Go ahead.
The question here. I'm sorry. I've just been totally thrown by.
Yeah, I can
imagine.
I'm a little thrown by that also, if I'm being honest.
Your Honor, I don't know what to say.
Well, go ahead. You've only got a minute and 7 seconds left.
Honey. All right. Skip that. Skip that. A mom on TikTok is causing some controversy because she says she brings a bag of rags and other cleaning supplies as a gift to a child's birthday party. Check out why she does that.
I like to bring a bag of rags. So, you know when you're at a kid's birthday party and everyone wants to help, but nobody knows how to help because they don't know where any of the cleaning stuff is. So, I bring my bag of rags. I bring cleaning rags to wipe up sticky messes. I like to bring dishwashing detergent because you can bet your boots that the parents may have run out of dishwashing liquid. And the other thing I bring is a lot of tea towels. Nobody knows where to find the tea towels in somebody else's house. Does anyone else do like that?
No, nobody else does that. All right, so a new study shows that Viagra may actually give you stronger bones.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Not a different spelling. It can help you avoid fractures at an older age. On top of that, they say it can also maybe help with dementia.
A man's erection is the dipstick to his health.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to save that one. Elements. There we go. Okay, so this one is, we're going to save that for stupid criminals. We're going to save that one for stupid criminals as well. During a recent episode on the Really Good Podcast, host Bobby Altoff asked Nick Cannon to name all 12 of his children.
What are their names?
You want all 12?
12 names. Go.
All right. This is where I usually get in trouble.
Why? Because you don't know all of them.
I know all of them, okay. But like, all right, well, here we go. I'll label them off for you. See, let's keep me honest. There's Rock, Row, Golden, Powerful, Rise, Onyx, Legendary, Zion, Zillion, Zen, and see, this is where I... how many?
You're missing two.
I'm missing two.
Yeah, yeah. This poor two. Let's do sports. Yeah. The LSU Tigers wrapped up the Men's College World Series in only two games against Coastal Carolina yesterday. Here's the final call.
This could be two. As the boys bring the eighth World Series title back to the Bayou.
All right, the score was 5-3. The Oklahoma City Thunder won their first NBA championship trophy last night at home, beating the Indiana Pacers in Game 7, 103-91. Here's the final call.
The Thunder have taken the NBA by storm. For the first time, the NBA champion resides in Oklahoma City. The storybook season is complete.
All right. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian. not a coffee. Not a croissant. We wrap it up with a comedian. And today's no exception. Here's comedian David Tell on what some kids do during their summer breaks.
You know what I'm talking about. Summer camp. How many people went to camp here? Yeah. Nice. Now, they got this camp called Space Camp. Do you know what that is? It's a special camp for these kids who want to be astronauts, a.k.a. can't run, throw, catch, or paddle a canoe. These uber nerds are going to wheeze their way to the stars. Now, I'm not putting them down. I'm jealous because I couldn't go. I was too old, so I just observed all this from my van. But either way... Now, I didn't go to space camp. I went to Boy Scout camp, where I learned to keep a secret. That's right.
All right. That is your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly and vigorously give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. All right. Coming up, what are we going to do? We're going to do something. It'll be something. We're going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in news, and then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Oh, hi there. Time once again for stupid criminals in news. Police in the small town of, what is that, Bussey? Bussey or Busey, Iowa, got an interesting call last Monday at 4:25 a.m. about a naked woman setting American flags on fire. The police responded, found a 21-year-old Brianna Laird with an American flag tied around her head. She was also not wearing any pants or underwear. The flags were stolen from the city. It sounds like they may have been on display throughout the town. It's unclear why Brianna was burning them, but police found evidence of drug use, and she was kicking the officers as they tried to restrain her. She was charged with arson, assault, indecent exposure, theft, possession of drug paraphernalia, and desecration of a flag. And at the time, Brianna was on probation for a 2023 marijuana possession conviction, and in 2022, she was convicted of driving under the influence. I think we have sound on this.
You just keep all your flag burning and your hippie rock protest songs on your side of the town.
Okay. All right. What else? There's something else. Here we go. Police in Oregon are searching for a 42-year-old man who got into a high-speed chase near Portland on Friday. That's all over social media because the guy's name is Looney Tune. Yep. We're assuming it's not the original name his parents went with, but his full legal name is Looney John Franklin Tune. Police pulled him over around 2:45 a.m. on Friday when they saw him weaving through traffic. Then they realized he had a felony warrant out for his arrest. They put a spike trap in front of his wheels to stop him from driving off, but he threw his SUV in reverse, rammed their car, and then drove over the spikes and sped away. He fired several shots while driving away but didn't hit anyone. He eventually abandoned his SUV, ran out onto a golf course, and got away. But a woman in the passenger seat was detained. Last we heard, they're still looking for him.
Police still searching for the driver accused of firing shots at officers during a pursuit this morning. The man's name is Looney Tune. Police consider him armed and dangerous.
K2 Shelby Slaughter joins us live in the Eastmoreland neighborhood where this happened. And Shelby, first question, and it's on everybody's mind right now, is that actually the suspect's name?
So his full name is Looney John Franklin Tune.
Yeah. Are we going to good news or is there more? Do we have more here? Let's go to good news. There is good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A potty-mouthed parrot in Massachusetts is in the news because he won't stop swearing. But a ton of people want him anyway. Of course, why wouldn't you? More than 50 people from all over the U.S. and Canada have filled out forms to adopt him. Here is Chantel Rogers. She's an administrative assistant at Forever Paws Animal Shelter in Fall River, talking about Hendrix, the potty-mouthed parrot.
We try not to react because we don't want to encourage it. There's times we have to leave the room to laugh. He was being fed human cereal, white bread. That's why he's missing most of his feathers. It's malnutrition. If you call him a pretty bird, he'll say thank you. Other than the niceties, that's as far as the niceties go. The rest of it is slurs, cusses, things I can't repeat on camera. The first time I heard him drop the MF-er word, it was the first thing I thought of was snakes on a plane. We didn't want somebody to bring him home, and then all of a sudden he starts throwing slurs around, and you had no idea you were getting into this.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit unitedwaycv.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Now, where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.